demonstration.
10, 9, 8, ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commitment.
7.6 million pounds.
Here we go now.
Yeah, let me hear.
Start Operation Noisemaker.
This is the theme to Penrod Show. Penrod called me up and asked if I could write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Penrod Show? This is the theme to Penrod Show, the opening theme to Penrod Show. This is the music that you hear when all systems are a go. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll hear the Penrod Radio Show.
Premature whistle there.
This is the theme to Penrod's Radio Show.
Hey, happy Friday. It's Penrod. I'm a happy guy.
Happy guy. Oh, just a happy, happy, happy guy.
Yes,
oh,
I
just
am.
A look at that, a happy. Oh, the happy guy. Oh, just a look at that, a happy.
Happy Friday to you. Guy. My name is Penrod.
Happy, happy, happy guy. Oh, just a look at that, a happy.
Munch is here.
Yep.
He's a happy guy, aren't you, Munch?
Always.
You happy today?
Always.
Oh, the happy guy.
Yeah. Paul, you a happy guy today, buddy?
Sure.
Oh, every Friday is a good day, right? It's Friday, yeah. Heading into the weekend here. Yeah. But listen, I love doing this. We love doing this, but
sure.
It's nice to not have to be up at 3:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah, I mean, right. Sure.
We get to sleep until 6:30 tomorrow. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Thank you very much, body clock.
Yeah, right.
Coming up on the program today, now listen, we're going to drop something new on you. You might not be familiar with the song. I'm sure you're familiar with the artist, but there's a kid online. That's really doing some cool stuff. So I definitely want to highlight him. We also are going to find out why dogs sniff your crotch. I mean, we want to figure that out, right?
No.
I mean, that's something that, I mean, I'd like to. You got, what, 17 dogs, don't you, Munch?
A bit shy of that, but sure, right up there.
Yeah. So wouldn't you like to know why they're sniffing your crotch?
Sure, why not? I mean, yeah.
Plus, is it possible to learn how to play the drums in 30 days?
Mm.
I think Munch is our expert on that. So Paul's working on some sports. We've got the Rock Report coming up here in just a couple minutes. Oh, and Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker himself, not the one that did, hey, we want some. He actually narrated a book about wearing masks. So we're going to get to that coming up later on in just a little bit right here on the Penrod Show.
It's time for the Rock Report with Penrod.
All right, there's some cool stuff shaking in the Rock Report today. Holy cow. Bon Jovi's got a new video for a song, Story of Love, if you care about that. No, I didn't think so. Greta Van Fleet's releasing a new video and a song called Heat Above, which looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Plus, coming up later on today, we're going to get to these 8-year-olds that are covering Slipknot.
Why?
And a girl singing. Yeah, and she rocks it out. She totally does. Corey Taylor from Slipknot says he's got a big announcement coming on later on this month. I don't know if you've heard. This dude's been busy as can be. Guesting on other people's tracks. He's working with Slipknot, Stone Sour. He's got 5 movies written, he says.
What?
So, I mean, the guy never puts a pen down. He just constantly writes. Yeah, Munch.
He's an overachiever is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. He's over an achiever.
Okay.
And the Foo Fighters and Pearl Jam are going to be releasing some films. If you're a fan of them, you got to go to this weird website, though, and you got to pay for it if you want to see it, dakotacollection.co. There's going to be some documentaries on them. But while we're talking about the Foo Fighters, they stopped by BBC Radio. They're overseas, you know, because they got different things than we do. And they actually, well, they transformed themselves. If you guys listen to this, they transformed themselves into the DGs. This is the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Who's singing?
Is that Dave?
Tell me that's not awesome.
That is awesome. It's the Foo Fighters responsible for...
Dave Grohl busting out some falsetto there, isn't he? Wow.
Wow.
Great job, Dave Grohl.
So many great songs. Yeah.
That's super cool. We got to give him a round of applause.
Yay for Dave Grohl.
There it is. Okay. I got
how about that? Yeah, you know, that's what I like about the Foo Fighters. I mean, they're going to take on anything. They don't care.
Yeah,
they're like a honey badger. Honey badger don't give a... That's Dave Grohl. He's the honey badger of rock and roll. That caught Munch off guard.
No, you censor yourself. It's great. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Plus, you remember what the honey badger didn't give a about. So you're like, oh, yeah. That's my goal, to make them laugh. We are coming back. We're going to talk about something dumb that Coca-Cola's doing. Stick around.
The Penrod Radio Show.
The new song from Tom Jones. Welcome back to the program. Big 60s. Things go better with Coca-Cola. I got to be honest with you. They really do.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but I have a confession to make. I'm a Coca-holic.
Thanks for sharing your
Actually, I'm more of a diet Coca-holic. And if you want to get a little bit closer here so we can get a little more personal, I haven't had a Diet Coke since January 3rd.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
You're doing, you stay strong. Stay strong.
Trying to lose a little bit of weight, and I was consuming mass quantities of Diet Coke.
What is Diet Coke?
That's what I thought.
Just mass quantities. I mean, this is how bad it was. This is me a month and a half ago.
The best part of waking up is Diet Coke in your cup.
Gotta wake up.
46 milligrams of caffeine. Oof, I'm about to be hopped up like a key bump at a Bon Jovi concert.
People say Diet Coke is addicting. I'll tell you what's addicting.
Black tar heroin. The day I tried Diet Coke was the day I gave up on cigarettes and alcohol. Pepsi's good if you drive a Prius. You know, ever since my wife left me, Diet Coke's the only thing to accept me.
Pour out a Diet Coke? Okay, yeah, I should be fine. Should be just one day. Ooh, Lord. I can still taste it.
Oh, yeah. I can still taste it. I can still feel it, too. I got to be honest with you. That's what I was like a month and a half ago. And, I mean, if you haven't noticed me shaking, the problem is I haven't had a Diet Coke in so long.
Oh, it's okay. I'm going to stop laughing and re-embrace you emotionally. You're going to be okay.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Yeah.
Although I'm a little upset. I'm a little upset with Coca-Cola.
Why?
Because they're trying to do something dumb as a box of rocks. They want to start putting Coca-Cola in paper bottles.
What?
They've got this new green thing they're trying to push. And they want to put it in paper bottles, which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of in my life.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
Coca-Cola, can you please do me a favor? Stop worrying about the environment and start putting cocaine back in your cola, please. That's what we need. I mean, really, how much better would this world be? Just think of all the stuff we could get done in a day, Munch.
I know, I was going to say, we could get so much done if you just lace that stuff.
That's right. That's right. We're back with News of the World next in the Penrod Show.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod. Coming up, News of the World in just a couple minutes. And later on, we're going to find out why dogs sniff your crotch. And each other, I guess. But first, I know it's really not the music everybody's in, but there's this guy on social media that I stumbled across. His name is Evan Jacobson, with two N's at the end, because he wants to be special.
Swedish.
He takes modern songs from artists. Well, I mean, this song's, what, 20-some years old, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
and
25.
He's a saxophone player, and he lays the sax over some of these songs. And I got to be honest with you, it's absolutely brilliant. And there's a Netflix documentary about the notorious B.I.G. right now, Big Papa.
Baby.
Well, he laid the sax over this song. And I got to tell you, it's the bomb. Check this out. It's smooth.
Hey, you turned this into a George Benson song. It's impressive.
I mean, if that doesn't get you in the mood, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what does.
I don't mind telling you, if Marvin Gaye were still alive, thanks, Dad, he would turn this into Sexual Healing.
Which is a great song. Soul Asylum Absolutely. Cover it, too, and they even did a better job of it. I don't know if you know that. Check that out. If you're a fan of cover, Soul Asylum covered Sexual Healing, and it's the bomb diggity. But if they added a sax over it, go check this guy out. He's on the TikTok or whatever those things are. Evan Jacobson. He's. I don't know what they are.
And now, so ladies 50. And gentlemen, we're so 50.
It's time. For news of the world.
You hear me? Look at me.
With Munch.
Five, four.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Polly so much more emphasis when she announces his nothing. Anyway, it's news time. Okay, so a guy turns himself in, and that's not really news, is it? But why does a guy turn himself in? Because he wants, quote, peace and quiet. He would rather go back to prison than have to spend more time with the people he was living with. This happening in England, in Sussex County. He was wanted for whatever he did. Doesn't matter. He didn't care either. He said, I'm done. I'm going back to prison.
I'm going back to prison. See, there's a song right there. I'm going back to prison. 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 I'm going back to prison. I think so.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program, 888-PENROD-1. That's how you can reach us, or on the social. It's at Penrod Radio. And this is what it sounds like, guys, when somebody cheats and they share a Facebook page.
We go in there. You are going to hold my hand like this, okay? Not like this, like this. You're going to keep your eyes on me and me only.
How am I
going to
walk?
Me only for the floor. You are going to not look at no girls. None.
Wouldn't that be?
Not even the old girls.
No
Nobody.
Girls.
And get out and open my door. And don't ask for nothing because I'm not buying you nothing.
She's not buying him nothing.
No, double negative.
You can't look at no girls.
Yeah.
Not only did he screw up somewhere, they both screwed up by going to public school, I'm guessing, because their grammar is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Oh, am I wrong? I mean, Paul, you're a writer. You know the English language very well.
That was pretty bad. I don't know if I could let somebody that dumb control everything. You know? I mean, what are we doing?
You just wonder, what the heck did he do? Or she's right? Scolding him like that, you know?
Oh.
Man.
Probably commented on like, her cut jeans or whatever.
No, that's the style. I have ripped up jeans. Come on now.
That's just because
You're lazy
and you don't buy new jeans.
No, yeah. There's a little cut right below the tush line. So, you know, if I'm sagging a little bit one day, you know, it looks nice.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does not.
No, it's just so that the rest of it doesn't rip when you sit down.
That guy must have just really screwed something up. And what I don't understand is why would he stay with her after that?
No self-esteem. I don't know.
Yeah. That's got to be what it is. I mean, you can't let somebody treat you like that. That's horrible.
I'm not going to buy you nothing. I'm not going to buy you nothing. You can't look at no girls.
Not even old girls. Yeah. You can't even look at old girls.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out.
On Penrod Radio.
All right, let's aim for something you're looking forward to, and that is the opening of fishing season. What did the fisherman say to the magician?
I don't know.
Pick a cod. Any cod.
Oh, my God.
Reach over and hit him, please. Oh. That was horrible. If you're going to do a fishing joke, please make it a good fishing
That's
joke.
That's good. That's a good one.
All right? Let's not make a halibut of this, all right?
Oh my God. Come on, man.
Pull out the dogs out!
How much is that doggy in the window?
We answer the age-old question about dogs this morning. I mean, we get into the meat of stuff here. We really do.
Yeah,
I mean,
well...
You know. We're trying to solve the world problems right here every morning.
Yeah.
And thank you for being with us. I appreciate it. Munch, how many dogs you got? 47?
Well, just four. But, I mean, 47 seems a lot when you hear them barking. Yeah, it seems.
I used to have a dog. Paul, you got a dog?
I've never had a dog my whole life.
What? Oh, my God. Stop the music. No. Wait a second. What?
God, you're so lonely.
Yeah. We never even had a dog growing up.
Oh, my God. You have never Had a dog growing up? Listen, you just threw my whole day off. I got to be honest with you.
You're such an emotional bastard.
I got to reposition here because you've never had a dog?
Oh, you poor guy.
No, never.
Oh, man, I don't even know what to say to that.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that big of a problem. I'm sorry.
Did you have any pets?
Don't say a goldfish. Cat. No, that's not a pet.
No.
A cat is comparable to a goldfish. It's just you can't get them down the, you know, flusher.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah.
Wow.
So you've never had a dog.
Oh, my God. No. I'm sorry, buddy. You want a hug?
I know. Man. I didn't know I needed a
self-help group for this.
I feel like I need to get you a dog here. Yeah, well, the question at hand is, why do dogs sniff? Why do dogs sniff you? You know what I mean? Why do they sniff your groin? We want to know that.
Smooth transition.
Thank you very much.
Dogs sniff people's groins for the same reason our ancestors used to do this as well. Dogs have an organ they use to detect pheromones, the vomeronasal organ. We actually have it as well, but we've evolved to the point where it doesn't work anymore. We have loads of apocrine glands or sweat glands in our armpits and our groin. These sweat glands release pheromones which carry information about age, gender, mood, if you've just had sex, if you're menstruating. So when a dog smells your groin, it's just trying to get to know you.
That's all.
Okay.
When a dog sniffs your groin's just trying to get to know you.
I guess my question would be why the same four dogs I have every day when I get home sniff me as if I'm new.
I think your wife's got them trained. Making sure you weren't somewhere you shouldn't have been. Did you hear the one thing he said, though, in that phrase? He said, we used to do that.
Oh.
We used to sniff people's groins.
Some used to. Some still do.
Good morning. Excuse me. Let me see where you've been.
Las Vegas, a city built upon sand, broken dreams, and $5 lobster. A city home to a sporting event greater than the World Cup, World Series, and World War II combined. Live from Las Vegas, ESPN 8, The Ocho. Bringing you the finest and seldom seen sports from around the globe since 1999. If it's almost a sport, we've got it here.
The Ocho. We're going with the Ocho edition of the Sports Report today, huh, Paul?
Well, yeah, when you're talking about extreme and very obscure sports, I think that's the only way to go.
I guess so.
Those are sports you would put on the Ocho, you know, like dodgeball.
Which they really need to bring the Ocho back. I mean, they had it over the summer for a day. Was it just a day?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I think it was like a whole weekend. It was great. It was great. They had other sports were going on. It was great.
They had ear pulling. They had slapping.
Yeah, extreme slapping. I like that one.
Yeah, what else did they have?
Extreme ironing.
Oh, that's this.
Okay, let us start slow and nice. If you are a beginner, try this sport at a decent and
safe talking about
place,
ironing?
Such as up on a tree. Once you master the fear of height, you can try some other elevated places such as the roof of your house. A car roof is also a popular spot for extreme ironing. Advanced sportsmen may handle ironing when attached to the back of the car too.
So extreme ironing is actually a sport. How the heck do they play that?
You literally just iron clothes in weird places. That's the entire objective of the sport. I don't think there's a winner.
So like my mother ironing clothes in the bathroom? Is that considered a...
No.
Weird?
If she did it on the roof, that'd be extreme.
Okay.
So she needs to go get a ladder, go to the roof, and start ironing up there.
All right. And then what's another sport they got in this?
Wait, how about stupid robot fighting?
Robot fighting? I think I've seen that.
You build and taunt.
You're so right, man! Guitarist, I'm better than drummer!
And fight.
I think it's a robot!
You build and taunt.
Suck it up, buttercup!
And fight. Stupid Robot Fighting League. Because smashing stupid robots in the face is life.
Wow. I mean, I'm assuming this is a lot of overseas sports.
Yeah, that one's New Zealand, I believe. So, yeah, you basically just build a really dumb robot, and then you talk trash to it, and then put it up against another one, and they just fight each other.
Wow. I learned something today. I'm going to have to mental note this for later on. We got more sports coming up later on, and hopefully some real stuff, too. Plus, the Web Watch is on the way. Stick around.
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod. Our Web Watch for today, it's a great one. Of course, our Web Watch is where I discover the internet, because I have nothing better to do, and find cool websites that you can spend hours and hours upon. You can pull them up on your phone, so when you're on the throne, you can laugh there, too. Get it all out. Laughter is a healing thing. And today we have a pretty funny website. It's called Dear Blank Please Blank. So, I mean, you can kind of, guys, you can kind of, I guess, compare it to Twitter. Except they're kind of like writing little notes to somebody. Okay. You know, like, for instance, one of them says, Dear J.K. Rowling, your books are entirely unrealistic. I mean, come on. A ginger kid with two friends.
I don't know. That's mean. I'm not ginger, so I don't know the pain.
I know. We don't know the pain. What do you got, Bunch?
I like it's interesting because I do this. I do.
You do?
Yeah, dear students, I know when you're texting, sincerely, no one just looks down at their pants and smiles.
I do.
Paul, you got one of them over there?
Yeah, I got one for our older listeners. It's an old reference, but I think it's still good. Dear icebergs, sorry to hear about the global warming. Enjoy the karma. Sincerely, the Titanic.
We're going to coin that. Sincerely, because I'm being serious and sincere. So, sincerely, the Titanic.
I love jokes that are 100-year-old references. Yeah.
Dear blank, please blank. Dear Nickelback, that's enough. Seriously, the world. See, I disagree with that one. I like Nickelback. There's nothing wrong with Nickelback. Not at all.
I like, this one's good too. Dear,
can you spit it out, please?
Dear America, you produced Miley Cyrus. Bieber is your punishment. Sincerely, Canada. There you go.
Oh man. Listen to this one. Dear Dora, you're bilingual at age 4, and you seriously can't see an orange tree. Sincerely, it's right there. Any parents that have watched Dora the Explorer are going to get it. Oh, my God. That was horrible. That was horrible. Last one. Dear Yahoo, okay. I never heard anyone say, I don't know, let's Yahoo it. Just saying, sincerely, Google.
Oh.
Welcome back to the program. I don't know if you see this on TikTok or on Instagram or any of these socials. But I've seen a couple of these videos pop up, and now I'm a little bit intrigued. They're people that are buying, like, Amazon stuff that nobody's claiming.
I bought 239 Amazon unclaimed, undeliverable packages. Okay, we grabbed 4 more packages because this is too fun. This one feels interesting. You know what it feels like? Kind of like a card game.
She's on something.
A port video audio switch.
Absolutely on something.
Number 2. Woo-hoo. Oh. Uber Lube.
Tweaking. What?
Blinking. Last but not least, this feels like another like material thing. Jeans. Size 40.
Oh, I got dibs. So there's people out there, and this isn't the only girl that's doing this. There's people that are buying like Amazon packages that weren't claimed, undelivered, things like that. And they're like bidding on them.
Like they do with the Storage Wars. If you ever seen Storage Wars on the, Yeah.
But this is all Amazon stuff. And you never know what you're going to get. It's kind of like Russian roulette, I guess, of Amazon.
How is it unclaimed?
I don't know if it's that extreme.
Good point. Yeah. But how is it unclaimed? They deliver it to your porch. Will they go back in 3 days if it's not on the... if it's still on the porch.
Well, if it's still there, we're taking that back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's unclaimed, let's reset it.
You can go to a website called We Bargain, and they sell boxes of liquidated goods from people like Amazon and Target. Or you can go to liquidation.com, and you can buy stuff like this.
Russian roulette? This guy can't get over. Like, this isn't a matter of life or death, and this is, I might get jeans that don't fit.
You can have a hell of a garage sale, though, if you think about it. You never know what you're going to get. I mean, that girl got jeans, she got lube, and she got a video splitter in three packages. And what did she say? She bought a whole bunch. What did she say?
I bought 239 Amazon unclaimed, undeliverable.
239.
Yeah, she's packages. Tweaked. She's looking for the next little baggie of white powder. I mean, come on. Do you listen to her talk?
Amazon doesn't.
Well, maybe
that.
Amazon doesn't, but Amazon I knew a guy named Amazon who worked behind a drugstore.
Okay, where's that? I don't have the rim shot. Thank you very much. So, yeah, I'm going to look into this because maybe we can make some side hustle.
Let's
money.
Go steal stuff off of porches.
Oh, we could be porch pirates. Arr, matey, let's go. Go.
It's time for the Laugh Report with Penrod.
All right, a bunch of stuff going on. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you'll be happy to know that Pearl Jam and the Foo Fighters are actually going to be doing some special concert footage. I know you're interested in this much because your lady likes the Pearl Jam. The Coda Collection. Now, if you have Amazon Prime, you have access to it. But starting yesterday, you got to add another $4.99 a month to get the Coda Collection. But you're going to hear stuff from Foo Fighters, Pearl Jam, Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon. Throw a little Wu-Tang in there. Plus a bunch of other artists. So if you're down with that, that's kind of cool. Foo Fighters, we played earlier a little clip of them pretending to be the Bee Gees. Yes, and that's really Dave Grohl singing that, which is kind of cool. Corey Taylor's got some big news coming out next month or so, he says, about Slipknot. And speaking of Slipknot, I don't know if you... saw this video that came up. This 9-year-old girl singing Slipknot, Before I Forget. She's pretty good, isn't she?
No. No, I am annoyed. I'm kids, just stick to the national anthem or something at a local hockey game. But I mean, do not sit here. I don't want to see kids on American Idol. I don't want to see kids trying to take America's Got Talent over by storm. No, you can't sing. Your voices even haven't matured yet. You don't know. Justin Bieber made a hit for himself before he hit puberty, and now we're stuck with that jerk. This is what happens when we give kids a stage. No.
Remember Natty Bushnell? She's the one that challenged Dave Grohl. This is her drumming off to The Who. She's a pretty good drummer, though, for being a 10-year-old girl.
A little off on the timing, but other than that, you can't tell that she's a 10-year-old girl, right. So it's
well,
okay,
but when
she sings...
We're going to find out more about drumming coming up here in just a couple minutes with the master. We're going to have a master class with Munch next.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back. Now, I'm not a musician. I don't know if you've been able to tell that from my parody songs. I try to sing.
Do all right. Don't kid yourself. You do fine.
No, I do. I can carry a tune. I can carry a tune once in a while. But I've never been able to play an instrument. My hands and feet and brain, they just don't work well together. They really don't. I think that's pretty obvious by listening to this show. Because I've tried guitar. I've tried bass, drums. And I thought, well, geez, if Munch can play the drums, I should be able to play the drums. Whoa. And then I see this girl. Her name is Kizzy B. She's on YouTube.
Okay.
And she's like trying to tackle different things. So she gives herself 30 days to pretty much learn how to play the drums. And I'm like,
I don't know the first thing about drums. I think this is going to be pretty interesting. This is definitely the most ambitious project I've taken on so far. So I'm going to have to be super strategic in the way that I go about this learning process.
As you can see, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing with the drums, but thankfully I found a drum learning platform online called Drumeo. This first day was just me struggling to get acquainted with different parts of the drums.
So that was day one. She, I'll be honest, she, in 30 days after all her tutoring that she had through this app or whatever, she could play along with this song, and that was her goal in 30 days.
Okay.
So, Mike, as our resident drummer, Munch,
yeah,
is it possible?
Yeah, again, you have to dedicate yourself just like with anything, but like I never took a lesson in my life, and I've played on albums, I have played cover songs, I have not written, but I have created a beats to certain melodies and or chords or whatever. So, yeah, no, I mean, you can do it. 30 days, you ain't going to be that good, but you can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to it. I'm being positive here.
That's different for you. So I've got a drum set because I made my kids a deal if they cleaned up the basement, because all my kids are, this is what's weird. I can't play a thing, but two of my children can play anything you hand them. Anything.
Really?
Drums, guitar, bass, ukulele, keyboard. It doesn't make a difference. You hand them an instrument and they'll figure it out here in 15, 20 minutes and they're playing it. And I can't play a thing. So I'm guessing if you're musically inclined, that's like a God-given talent.
It's a natural thing, sure. But drums, you know, if you don't have rhythm, you can't play drums. I'll put it that way, plain and simple. If you don't have rhythm, you ain't going to play the drums or the bass. But you don't even try. But if you got rhythm, you can dance a little bit.
I can dance. No, you should see me dance. I used to be a Chippendale.
Why aren't you anymore?
Welcome back. Hashtag girl dad. That's what I am. Munch is a girl dad, too. And I think any other girl dads out there will completely understand this. Paul, you might. You've been around girls a little bit of your life. So,
on occasion.
Welcome to another episode of I'm Raising a Psycho. I'm in the living room. I hear my five-year-old, my baby say, no, followed by a loud thump on my wall. I go running into the bathroom. I'm like, Scoot, why are you hitting stuff on my wall? She said, I smacked the baby against the wall. Why did you smack your baby against the wall? She said, because of her mouth. Baby, she's fake. She ain't talk to you. You wasn't in here, Dad. I heard what she said. I'm like, okay, baby. What did she say? Well, I was putting clothes on her. She looked at me and she said, I ain't wearing this. And we don't talk like that in this house, so I smacked her against the wall. The baby didn't say that to you. I said, you got a vivid imagination. You need to stop. You don't get to hit your baby like that. When I tell you, this little girl looked at me and she said, Dad, you raise your kids the way you want to, and I'll raise mine the way I want to.
You raise your kids the way you want to. And you know, my daughter, when she was little, she was terrible to her baby dolls. Terrible. Cutting their hair off, you know, yanking their arms off. I mean, I think girl dads understand where this guy's coming from.
Absolutely.
I mean, your daughter, what does she do? Goofy. I mean, she still does a lot of goofy stuff. I see her on TikTok, but
she is the definitely my daughter, but you don't want my qualities in a girl.
No, you definitely don't.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for news of the world.
You hear me? Look at me.
With Munch.
Five, four.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct.
What's going on, brother?
All right, not so smart. Okay, listen, nowadays some people have to have COVID tests before they go from one place to another. Otherwise, you can't go to the secondary place. Well, two guys decided, well, we're not going to get a test. And here's extra money that we could have spent on a test. We're going to try and bribe the people on the other end. Well, it didn't work out to their advantage. They didn't take a test. They couldn't prove it. But they had some extra money to bribe people with. They decided to skip quarantine, and now they're in jail.
Oh. That's nice of them. Really nice of them.
Take his mask and shut.
Speaking of masks, coming up, Mark Hamill is narrating a book all about masks. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a few on the Penrod Show. Can I be honest with you? Whenever Star Wars is on,
yeah.
I watch it.
I
watch it.
This is a group together. We're trying to get through it because I do too.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a Star Wars fan, Paul?
I was when I was a kid.
Oh,
you're not
God.
Anymore?
But then I kind of stopped.
Mark Hamill.
When the new ones started coming out.
Luke Skywalker himself, yeah. Mark Hamill. I don't know if you know. Like, he didn't do a whole lot right after Star Wars. He found a new career as he got older, doing voiceover work. And he's done, he did the Joker in the Batman cartoons, done a bunch of stuff. Well, now he's narrating a new book. Tom Rutiger has got this book out. And it's kind of a Dr. Seuss theme book. Will you wear a mask, I ask? And here's Mr. Luke Skywalker narrating himself.
The grocery store, the grocery store. Welcome to our grocery store. Before you walk in through the door, there's a rule you can't ignore. So here's the question I must ask. Will you please put on a mask? Will you wear a mask, I ask? I won't wear one, since you ask. I won't put on a facial mask. Why is that? You feel harassed. Why won't you wear a facial mask? I have reasons, you will see. Special reasons, just for me.
Yeah, good job, Mark. I will not wear a mask. I will not wear one here or there. I will not wear one everywhere, anywhere. So that's what he's doing now, which, I mean, it's kind of cute, I guess. No. I love Star Wars. This guy does some great Star Wars impressions.
How many impressions can I get my boyfriend to do?
Kylo Ren.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Yoda.
When 900 years old, you reach. Look as good, you will not.
C-3PO and R2-D2.
R2-D2, what are you doing? Like
Darth Vader.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
That's
old
awesome.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You don't need to see his identification.
New Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hello there.
Jabba the
Hutt.
Palpatine.
Good, Anakin, good. Kill him now. Do it.
Chewbacca.
That guy's awesome.
All right, that's all
that's
fake.
Awesome.
That's really good.
It's all just no, taken I watched right the video. From the movie.
I watched the video. The guy was doing it himself. It's up on the talk thing. You know, that whatever that's called.
It's time for the Daily Dad Joke.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
On Penrod Radio.
Go.
All right. Well, what did the fisherman say to the magician?
I don't know.
Pick a card. Any card.
The Penrod Radio Show.
So yesterday, guys, I was super stoked about Emma Stone coming out in this new Cruella de Vil movie. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's how I feel about Emma Stone. Wow. But now I'm even more excited for another movie that's coming out. The trailer came out yesterday. It's going to be R-rated, so the kids aren't going to be able to watch this one. But it's going to be awesome. It's coming out Friday, April 16th. It's going to hit theaters, if it can. Or it's going to be on HBO Max, which I have HBO Max because I got it so I can watch Wonder Woman that sucked. But I'm still paying for it. So I'm so excited because I can't wait for this.
It's not a birthmark, Cole. It means you've been chosen.
Throughout history, different cultures all over the world reference a great tournament. A dragon marking? I think it's an invitation to fight for something known as Mortal Kombat.
Get over here!
Oh my god!
Pierce them!
That it
goes.
Kane that wins!
Oh, I can't wait for that. That
is
it
so...
looks so awesome.
I was thinking stupid.
No, I had to edit the trailer down because we can't play the whole trailer. It's like 2.5 minutes long. So I cut it down to 30 seconds. But at one thing, you know, Sub-Zero, there's one scene where Sub-Zero, like, stabs this guy or something, and blood shoots out, and he freezes it in the middle of the air, grabs it like a knife, and stabs the guy with it.
Jeez.
You got some deep-rooted issues, dude.
This movie looks phenomenal. I cannot wait. Now, the guy who plays the last guy that they sent to, whatever, Liu Kang or whatever, the guy that won at the end, he's a British actor that we've seen before in other things, and I can't remember his name. I think it's Josh Lawson, but I'm not sure.
Is it Liam Neeson?
No, it's not Liam Neeson. He's not Liam Neeson is not every British guy in every movie.
I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are or where you come from, but I will take you to Mortal Kombat, and I will kill you with all four of my arms.
That's pretty good, Munch.
I will kill you for watching this movie.
Are you done?
I think so.
I'm just kind of waiting. I'm like, okay, he's riffing. I'm going to let him go. We'll just, you know. Hey, Liam Neeson in Mortal Kombat. It can't get much better than that, can it? We're back with What Did We Learn in Sports. Stick around.
Paul Johnson with a sports update.
What's going on in sports, brother man?
Well, in the few weeks that we've been on the air here, the ongoing expose of NFL quarterback movement has been a central theme to my sports reports. So I feel it's my duty to announce that Carson Wentz has been traded to the Indianapolis Colts. So the Titans are going to see him twice a year now. Let's see how that goes. And I love how the Eagles thought they could get two first round picks and like some players for him. They got a third round pick and a conditional second round pick for him. So I think they overshot their expectations just a tad. But Carson Wentz reunites with Frank Reich, and we'll see if he can do something with the Colts. But the Eagles finally unloaded their guy.
Is there really that many good quarterbacks out there, though, in the league?
No, because, okay, so once he got traded, somebody did the research. From 2009 to 2016, every quarterback that was drafted in the first round is with a different team now, 22 of them. So nobody got him right for 7 years. So when you think you got a number one pick, you're going to get a quarterback, it doesn't mean you're going to get it right. So that's a crazy one to me.
You know, because if you look at it, baseball a lot of these, well, real quick, a lot of these big-name quarterbacks that have come up, they weren't studs in college. You know what I mean?
It's a crapshoot. I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason. The guys that get paid a lot of money to figure it out still don't know how to do it. So I don't know if we're going to be able to figure it out.
Let's turn to round ball.
Did you see this contract that Fernando Tatis Jr. from the Padres got? He just turned 22 last week, okay? 14 years, $340 million.
Holy cow. That's a lot of money.
The craziest thing is he'll be a free agent again when he's 35, so he can go back to the market and get more money later.
Wow. I don't understand why they're paying these guys that much money. Are they really that good?
Oh, this dude's a stud. Yeah, I think they're going to probably look back on this as a bargain down the road when they're paying him under market value. He's an absolute stud. And the best sideshow in baseball history is finally over. Tim Tebow has announced his retirement from baseball.
Yep. So he's retired from
the
football.
The experiment is over.
Now he's retired from baseball.
Yeah. Well, he was bad at both of them.
You know what? I bet you I know where he can go next.
Okay, let us start slow and nice. If you are a beginner, try this sport at a decent and safe place.
I think
you
could go to this.
Get ironing, Timmy!
Once you master the fear of height, you can try some other elevated places such as the roof of your house.
Extreme ironing. That's the next thing Tebow's going after.
Extreme ironing. Yep. Advanced.
I think it'd be perfect.
He'll do it on the roof of his church.
Yeah, on the roof of his church. Coming up, what do we learn today and a whole lot more on the Penrod Show. Welcome back, 888-PENROD-1. Don't forget, you can always download the program. There's a podcast put up every day after the show. It's on all the podcast platforms. Thank God it's Friday today. You know why?
Happy guy. Oh, just a happy, happy, happy guy.
I'm a happy guy.
A happy,
just don't dance.
You know, we missed something, though. We forgot to mention something, guys.
Oh, just a happy, happy, happy guy.
All right, shut up, dude. Shut up, dude. I'm trying to talk here. We missed something that happened big yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this or not on the news.
Mission manager, all stations are go for transmitter off.
Copy flight, go for transmitter off.
We have it, Raquel. We have deemed Perseverance ready to execute entry, descent, and landing on her own.
Thank you, Swati. As we just heard, Perseverance is now operating on its own as it cruises closer to Mars.
Perseverance, she landed on Mars yesterday.
Well, she's going to be a girl.
You know what? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What?
Why does it got to be a girl?
Why can't it be a they?
It could be a they. Yeah. I mean, if they wanted to be PC, come on, NASA. Yeah. Could have been they landed on Mars.
Yeah, it.
It landed on Mars. Yeah. Them landed on Mars. Mm. But why do guys always name their cars girl names?
Because they have no
Maybe that's what prospects. It is. Maybe it was a guy that designed the thing, and we're just going to, it's Perseverance. That's a girl's name.
Yeah, because they have that tendency when arguing something. Yes, very persevering. You're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. We sent something to Mars yesterday. Super exciting. Woo! We don't need to go there. We're wasting time and money by going to Mars. Yep. There's nothing there. We're never, none of us, you, me, you, them, listening, none of us are going to get to Mars, ever.
It isn't. It's true.
It's never going to happen. Not even if your wife sends you out in a snowstorm, it's not going to happen.
Clear snow nearly as quickly as it falls in the Columbia Shopping Center. One of the people making a quick dash inside, truck driver Tom Cavins.
My wife wanted some corn dogs for dinner, so left the car out of snow to grab some corn dogs.
His wife wanted corn dogs in a snowstorm, so he went. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. What did we learn today?
No.
I learned why dogs sniff you.
Okay.
Munch? What'd you learn?
I just learned that some guy has whipped on his wife and went out for corn dogs in 3 feet of snow.
That's true. How about you, Paul?
I learned that if I'm going to choose an extreme sport, extreme ironing won't be it because I'm not going to iron something on the roof. I don't even like to iron things on flat surfaces. I'm out.
No. I say, go wrinkle-free. Trust me. That's the way to go. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.